Hello.
Oh, hi Eve. This is
Hey,
Tom.
Tom.
Hey Eve, I'm finished with my install. I had an MBS,
Okay.
and I had an install. They said they talked to somebody and canceled it. That was for Wickham App, so that one's done too, I guess. I just didn't
Don't
like
know.
to
It's
talk to
purple.
you.
I don't know who canceled what or who takes it away. So, not sure that. All right.
I just put incomplete because last time I put canceled, then there was issues that you're not supposed to cancel it. So,
Yeah, I know.
it,
I see that. I've been checking. It does say incomplete. Okay. But you
so
put the
that
notes that she's gonna change. She changed her mind though, right?
yeah, I said that she. I called her prior to a visit, and that's when she indicated to me that she called WVT and said that she canceled, spoke to somebody at WVT to cancel the order.
Tom, I'm the only game in town. Karen's out, Keith's out, and Kim is the only game in town, so Lord knows who this person actually got. Serious, I'm not trying to make excuses.
Nope, that's why I put incomplete. And I verified with her, this is your address, 35 Wickham Ave. She said yes.
Right.
So, I didn't want to be like I got the wrong number or something, and she didn't cancel it. I just documented it. This is what she
Okay.
advised.
Nope, that's fine. So, all right, we're looking good. Why don't you like be quiet and eat some lunch and all that good stuff?
Yeah, how'd you know I didn't eat? I didn't eat in the last
'Cause
week or so.
you never do. Come on. We'll keep it quiet and don't worry. Pete's here till 6, okay? We're looking
Well, what's
pretty good. I was even gonna send you to Middletown, but they're on a 5 meg profile and I put when time allows. And tomorrow we ain't got time either. You will
that's
be
good.
slammed tomorrow.
What
I
about
didn't,
nine?
but I didn't do this. I don't arrange it. I don't know what. I just write this shit up. Honest.
I'm at a loss because I know that Will, this guy contracted this morning at a small meeting that we had, was being praised about how many he can do in a day and what we need to do. And I'm like, I'm just at a loss because if it's wham
But
bam,
he screws it up every time. We got to go back and clean up his
there's
stuff.
going back. And I don't believe that he's doing 8 a day. I've seen at the most 5. I don't remember ever seeing any more than that. And he's not running drop wires. I guarantee he's not running drop.
No.
So it's like, and I'm, people say he's a nice guy. He's not very personable when he goes there. He's just putting his head down, doing what he does, whatever, however he's doing it, if he gets it right, and slam bang, and he's out of there. There's no. Our community wants people to be social with them and have conversations. That's part of just, talking to the neighbors and oh man, I love that tech that was here. I found out this, I found out that. We
Yeah.
there's no room to talk if you want to do these things. And they're not gonna get a good taste in your mouth if you want to slam them out as quick as they want us to do it.
Yeah.
I don't see it practical because every time I turn around, oh yeah, you got to add an extender. Well, the extender itself, waiting for it, is sometimes you're waiting 30 minutes, and then you come to find out that it's because it didn't take to the equipment. When you added it, it didn't add it right in the app or something. So there's like, I don't, it's just impossible. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
So,
know. Don't let it
hoping
get to you.
tomorrow.
Just, you know what I mean? It's just like, just all I do is I live for Fridays anymore, and that's the God's honest truth.
Yeah, I guess I can't let it get to me, but I'm just like,
Oh yeah, but it pissed me off too. As hard as we work,
I
and you get
know.
some guy you got to do repeat on, and he all of a sudden he's a golden child. I'd be pissed.
Oh, yeah, you can do 8. You can do 8, 9, I think. I even heard the number 9. He does 9. I'm like, but
Okay.
the ones I got, some of them the fiber's not up. And yes, if it's a section to the house, you're right. I can run the section to the house. But a lot of times it's like 6 sections down the road on a busy highway,
Yep.
like we used to do. Who's telling you that we used to do these things? We never ran that amount of drop wire on our own for an install like that. If there was any drop wire, maybe 2 sections was the most, which would be the equivalent to about maybe 400 feet. That would be extraordinary. Not what they're expecting that we would do in this case. It's just not, I don't understand what you're saying, like we used to do. We didn't run it like that. I don't know if DiGiulio's telling her that. And Fred DeGran. Marie.
Oh, boy. I thought it was somebody else.
No, Marie's the one telling us that if the fiber's not up, then we're going to have to start running it ourselves. I'm like, okay. Well, you got 6 installs. You realize that the time frame now is going to be dramatically changed. And the amount of shit that I got to carry on my truck is going to dramatically change. You're going to be fumbling around with drop wire as well as all the other stuff that needs to be equipped on the truck. How about we just supervise what's supposed to be done prior to the install and make sure it's actually there?
Oh, but I thought that they were doing that. And yes, I'm being completely sarcastic.
Not being done because I don't know, I'm on a roll on the fiber wasn't spliced, but yet we scheduled it. Nobody checked to make sure that that was all ready for us. And then all of a sudden, that's almost my fault because, well, if you were trained on how to do it, who's going to train me? Yeah, Tom, if you were trained on that, you would have been able to just splice it, get it in, and it would have been hot that day. Correct. What was I supposed to be taking courses at Bosie's myself at night?
Oh shit!
And then that way, then I would have been trained, right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So You need to work a little harder, okay?
Yeah.
Stop being so lazy.
Exactly. Meetings continue until morale improves. Stop being lazy.
Oh my God. Sad.
Oh yeah, what line are we on?
Oh, it's all right. I don't care. Wrong one, but that's all right.
Well, I don't know when are they monitoring it?
Trish says she has the ability to do it every single call.
Who?
My boss.
Well,
who knows?
Anyway,
have some lunch. We're looking good. Hopefully, we'll be able to escape with, you guys. I'll be here till 6. Be able to escape with less bruises than we did yesterday.
Well, what was that one for 19 Telstar or whatever the hell that is? There was one that got, it never made it to iView, but I got an email on it.
That one? Yeah. It wasn't Odell Turner. I just wound up doing her service order. Apparently, Pete did it. Everything was good. But when she got fiber a week later, they're not sure who it was. He's not sure who it was. Ripped the copper out of the conduit. So to get her back in service, he would have to rerun all the copper. And she was like, I never really wanted it anyway. So she just terminated it. That's it.
Gotcha. And where was
she?
She
was working fine. She was at 19 Telstar Lane in Warwick, which I don't even know that name of a lane. Telsar Lane in Warwick.
I don't know that either.
I was about to tell her, oh, well, she was spelled out. I was like thinking, oh, she's going to be a Cablevision customer. But nope, she came up, and I didn't even know that was a road in Warwick, so I just learned something today.
Yeah. I was trying to figure it out, too. Where the hell is Telstar in Warwick?
Old Ridge. I think she was at Old Ridge. I termed her already, so I don't know. Hang on. I could tell you. Hold on. 5698. It didn't close yet. Hold on. 5698. I'm curious now, too.
Off of Ridgeway Loop?
I'm going to see. Hang on. Okay. Still active because the order didn't close. Yeah, I was right. I glanced at it. She feeds at an Old Ridge.
Yeah, so that might be off of, there was like a newer development added off Ridgeway Loop. So that's,
where Sandy? Blanton? Or that's, is that Ridgeway? Yeah, Sandy was on Ridgeway Loop. Sandy Blanton, right? By Poplar, you're talking the Village of Warwick, right behind us.
No, I was talking Ridgeway Loop is off Old Ridge.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking Ridgeway Drive or something, because Sandy Blanton was on Ridgeway something or other, so.
Right.
Anyway, okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. That's done then.
Yep, so no worry about that.
All right, then I can get something to eat quick, and
yep.
Hopefully that'll be it.
All righty, but I will let you know. Oh, it's Ridgeway West. Okay, yeah, I got it now.
Do I dare look at my work that, like, do I have iView work, or it's all over the place?
It's all MBS, and I haven't written it up yet. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to be writing up the work for Friday.
All right. And just one more thing. Did Evans ever call back? Because Karen was telling me that, Donna Evans, Kenny Evans, they're over on Westridge Road. I went out there because they said they scheduled an appointment for a Wednesday or something, and I got called out on it for when I was out on a Saturday when I was on call last. And she's ranting and raving that the daughter, Chris, I think, not Chris, the other one, she's not a very nice lady. So she was ranting and raving how she wants every extension in the house.
Oh, no, she didn't. And as a matter of fact, I called her too, because I wrote on it, we don't have enough manpower. We don't have enough time. It's been open for 2 weeks. I'm closing it. Let her call back. She's not out of service. That one, yes. I just closed that one too before you called me. Now, I'm not going to go crazy. As a matter of fact, I know it could be done on a trouble, but it should be done on a service order with that amount of time and manpower that's needed, so it's actually scheduled, even if we're not charging.
Yeah, I don't know, because Bob was over there, I don't know, a year ago or something.
Oh, Christ, did he promise something?
I don't know. No, he's related somehow. So
okay.
He went over, got the kitchen phone working, but every other jack wasn't working. But now all of a sudden, now Bob is gone and she wants me to get every extension. I said, well, how come Bob didn't get this stuff working when he was here? Matter of fact, the thing that he did get working isn't working. I said, I'm going to get this jack working. I said, but all the other stuff that needs to be will be extensive work, and you're better off just to get, because you're putting older wiring back on your system. You're better off getting the cordless phones on jacks that you know I ran a new wire to, and it's going to be solid, and you could take satellites and put them anywhere you want to, instead of me trying to Band-Aid back your old 1978 wiring.
No, I closed it. It's done. I'm finished with it.
Okay. Good. Because that one daughter was insisting that WVT needs to get every... I said, the bathroom one too? Oh, yeah.
I don't think so, honey. No. No. It's not that important if they never even called back after 2 weeks. Sorry.
I don't know who she is. She works in Warner. She was married to... Albert, what was his name? He was a little gay guy in Warwick, but she was married to his brother, Albert Oshkopinski.
Oh, Oshkopinski, yeah, okay.
So the brother was married to this Evans. So she works at Warner's. Donna works at Warner's. She's okay. She has her moments. But Chris has got her moments, too. She's a Gerda now. So I'm sure you hear from her once in a while. And this one's just a nasty wasty.
At this point, Tom, they're all friggin' nasty.
Everybody wants something for nothing. And they're yelling at her.
It's ridiculous.
So, I don't want to take any more of your time. I better let you go.
Okay, so let me get the work written up, and so far we are doing okay. All right?
Sounds good, Eve. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye, Tom.